Did you know it's extremely easy to make your own yogurt at home? On episode 39 of Why We Cook, Chef Erica Wides breaks it down. She explains how to make yogurt, how to cook with yogurt, and gives you all the tips you need to do it the right way.
You take milk from any mammal, any milk-producing animal. You add bacteria to it. You let it sit. You have yogurt. That's how you make it. But you want to use specific bacteria, not just any bacteria. You make yogurt from yogurt. You go to Trader Joe's and you buy some of their delicious Greek yogurt. Or you can actually buy powdered yogurt, dehydrated culture. Don't use Trix yogurt. That's not a good culture starter. Okay, Trix yogurt won't work. So get your milk. You know, get good, organic, high-quality milk. Heat up your milk to 180. Use a thermometer. Don't just guess. Cool it down to 110. And then add your starter. So your starter, if you're using powdered starter, 2 tablespoons per quart of milk. Put it into the jars, cover it, and you want to keep it right around 100 degrees, right around body temperature, actually, because that's when yeasts and bacteria are most happy and they thrive, is right around body temperature. When I do it, I set it on top of my stove where the pilot light is, because it's nice and warm up there, and that's perfect. Or if you have an oven that has a pilot, you can stick it in the oven. Or Elton Brown, who I love, he uses a heating pad. He sets his yogurt on a heating pad, and that works really well. So you do that. You let it incubate for about 7 hours, and voila, it's yogurt. That's how you make it. After 7 hours, you want to put it in the fridge, because after that, you want to keep it cold so it doesn't keep fermenting. And the longer it stays in the fridge, the thicker it's going to get and the tangier it's going to get. And if you want to make it even thicker, like Greek yogurt, you can put it in a coffee filter and set it in a strainer over some water, and it'll strain and it'll get thicker and thicker. Remember never to stir it, because when you're making yogurt, what you're doing is you're creating this delicate gel. Those proteins are kind of swelling up and absorbing moisture and coagulating, and you're creating a gel. And you don't want to stir, because the stirring will actually break the gel. So be really careful. If you want to cook with it, though, heat will also break it. So in India, yogurt is eaten a lot, and it's also used as a marinade for meats and for poultry. So when they use it in marinades or they use it in sauces, they actually stir in a little bit of chickpea flour, and that will help to stabilize the mixture and it won't break. But because it's so acidic, it's a great marinade for meats and for poultry, especially like tandoori chicken, if you eat that. That gets marinated in yogurt and spices for a couple of days. And the yogurt, the lactic acid in the yogurt, goes to work on the proteins in the meat, and it really tenderizes them. And it also adds a lot of moisture.
New episodes of Let's Get Real, formerly known as Why We Cook, air live every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. To learn more about yogurt, search our archives for yogurt on heritageradionetwork.org. This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of 3 Cabernet blends, Cane Cuvée, Cane Concept, and Cane 5. For more information, visit cane5.com. Produced and edited by Jack Hensley for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.